You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hello, my name is Trey Flynn, co-host of Locked On Wolves on the Locked On Podcast Network. This will be my first podcast by myself on Locked On Wolves. Colt Molesky unfortunately cannot be here with me today as I'm taping this December 17th, Monday night, after the Sacramento Kings lost to Minnesota Timberwolves tonight. Thankfully, the Wolves pulled out of their first win, a five-game series now. Colton unfortunately can't be here because he is somewhere tanning on a cruise, and I'm very, very jealous of him. So hopefully he comes back to Minnesota as probably the tannest person in the whole state, which isn't that hard to do. So today we're going to probably do a quick synopsis of that Phoenix Suns game. Not that I really want to get too deep into that game. It's just that it's necessary for us to realize how far Minnesota had to come to win against the Kings tonight from that terrible loss on Saturday. It was really hard to watch, and I can only imagine how difficult it was to play in. And after that, I really want to go deep into the Sacramento Kings game tonight. I think it's very interesting what Dave Joerger and his team decided to do tonight by pulling all of the starters out at halftime, and a lot of them out in the second quarter. Only one guy played over 10 minutes in the starting lineup in the whole game tonight. So it was just a lot of crazy things happening in a three-day span for Minnesota. And a couple other things at the end of the podcast, kind of shooting from the hip, as Colton likes to do on this pod. And yeah, it'll be fun. So start off with the Phoenix Suns. So the 107-99 loss to the Suns on Saturday was really, really tough. It was the Suns' second straight win, and they actually just got their third straight win tonight on December 17th against the New York Knicks. And you guessed it, it's Devin Booker. He's back. So it really just comes down to what Phoenix has to score more than the other team on the offensive end. Their defense is terrible, so they really can't rely on that. Fortunately, they got lucky with Karl-Anthony Towns just not hitting shots and Devin Booker coming back from injury. Karl-Anthony Towns went 11 for 26, and that wasn't all for DeAndre Ayton. Ayton was out with foul trouble early in the second quarter. And then Devin Booker was just making his shots. He was playing like the true all-star that Karl-Anthony Towns was awarded last year. Maybe Booker deserves it this year. He was looking really fresh, and Booker is actually playing like a true facilitator this year, averaging over 7 assists a game. Obviously, he's been hampered with injuries, but he looks fantastic. Aesthetically, he looks a lot quicker and more nimble and on his toes 100% of the time, and not as reluctant to make that next pass that sometimes he foregoes to shoot a shot that is highly contested. This game against the Timberwolves specifically, he went for 28 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, and he shot 10 of 16 in 35 minutes of play, and his first game back in quite a while. So that was really, really impressive on his end, especially when me and Colton were arguing that the main players of this game were going to be TJ Warren, who played fairly well, DeAndre Ayton, who didn't get much time in this game, and De'Anthony Melton, who didn't do anything bad, but he didn't really show up in a great way. He's just an all-around athlete, and he played 21 minutes, and they were solid. So Phoenix really just relied on their star, and Devin Booker, and he got the job done. As for Minnesota, it was not a good look. Guys like Andrew Wiggins didn't show up, got totally harnessed and locked down, if you will, by Mikal Bridges, the rookie, who everyone knows is a solid defensive stud, but still very, very surprising. Jeff Teague gave his normal Jeff Teague production with shooting 33% from the field, yet having 11 assists. So for all those Teague stands out there, I get it. Those assists are really cool to see on the stat sheet. But to me, man, they're still inflated. I can't really get on the Teague train. I know Colton has tried to stick up for him, but I think that's going to be our first main disagreement we have on this podcast. I'm just not a Jeff Teague believer. And I think especially after this Kings game tonight, watching Derrick Rose get the starting nod, which we'll get into soon, I was really sold that Jeff Teague really needs either a bench spot or to be traded. But again, we'll get into that soon. Other than Jeff Teague having a pretty so-so game, and Karl-Anthony Towns missing the easy shots that he should have made, especially from three, he was 1 for 7, missing 4 open uncontested shots. Derrick Rose had a fantastic game. Derrick Rose went 11 for 16 and 25 points off the bench, of course, but he's playing amazing off the bench. And this has been nothing new for him this season. He's playing like a true most improved player, 6th man of the year candidate. As for other guys, Tyus Jones got some minutes, as he does. Again, empty numbers. Anthony Tolliver got his first playing time in quite a while. Didn't do anything. In fact, in the defensive end, he was a loose end, so that was not great to watch. Josh Okogie, the biggest mistake of the game, only got 4 minutes. Tom Thibodeau needed to fix that, which he did tonight. Again, we'll get into that soon. And then the star of this game to me, more so than Derrick Rose, was Dario Saric. I think Saric is making a real argument with Taj Gibson that I didn't mention before. Sorry. Taj Gibson actually sat out this game for personal reasons, and Dario Saric got the start. And Dario had 15 points, 11 assists, 6 for 12, 2 for 5 from 3, and 34 minutes of play. I mean, he played solid defense. He's a solid point forward at times, and he can make a lot of plays that you Wolves fans probably saw Nemanja Bjelica make for the Sacramento Kings when they torched Minnesota Timberwolves last week. So there's a lot of promising talent on the Wolves roster, and again, it just comes down to how creative the Wolves can be. So as we go through this game and you really look deep into it, it really just came to the fact that Minnesota couldn't get creative enough with their bench, only scoring about 41 points in the second half. And, you know, with Phoenix scoring 51 points, you can't really do much against that. So ultimately, Phoenix came out with the win, 107-99, and it wasn't too much of a surprise. It was a huge surprise. It wasn't too much of a surprise that Minnesota couldn't get innovative, but it was a huge surprise that Phoenix could pull out this win. They've been objectively the worst team in the NBA this season and arguably last season. But before we get to the Sacramento Kings, let's take a break for some sponsors. All right, we're back. This is Trey Flynn, co-host of Locked On Wolves Podcast. Again, I'm without Cole Molesky, who, again, is tanning his butt off down there and wherever he is on a cruise somewhere, getting a nice tan skin while I'm sitting here pale. So I'm really happy for him. As we're going to get into the Sacramento Kings game, I just want to remind everyone, if you didn't catch the game last night, as you're probably listening to this on December 18th in the morning, that's when I'll be posting it. Sacramento lost this game by close to 30 points. And you might be thinking, well, Minnesota, that's a playoff win right there. That's Minnesota saying, hey, we can do this. We can make the playoffs. We just have to get better on the road because this was a home game for Minnesota. But that's not necessarily true. The Timberwolves won this game, but still, Sacramento pulled their starters in the second quarter. So you have to give that some thought. Dave Yeager said he did this because he wanted to give his guys a rest, which doesn't say a lot for the Minnesota Timberwolves squad. But it does say a lot for the type of production that Minnesota pulled off in this game, specifically with Josh Okogie. He was obviously a highlight reel in this game, getting the full start in the second half. He played 28 minutes in this game, which was the second most on the team, shooting 4 of 9, 1 for 3 from 3, 10 points all-around game, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, had a couple quick dunks in there, had the best plus-minus on the team with a plus 33. He was really solid. And this is the first time I've said this, but this is the best game I think I've seen from Tyus Jones in his career, arguably. He had 10 points and 10 assists. He had 2 steals, 3 boards, shot 5 for 7. It was efficient. He's had higher scoring games. He's had games with more assists, but I've never seen him control offense the way he did tonight, in a very Jeff Teague way, but with better scoring. And again, it's against like point guards who aren't as talented as him. He's playing against Yogi Ferrell, but we've seen Yogi Ferrell torch the Timberwolves starting lineup last week. So there's a lot of potential on that Sacramento Kings bench as well at the point guard position. So it still shows a lot that Tyus Jones was able to do that. So I'm definitely happy for him that he was able to pull out a game like this tonight. Another guy who played extremely well was Gorgui Dieng, shot 7 of 10, tore up the big man from Sacramento, had 15 points and 8 boards. And this was just a weird game. It felt like a preseason game, like a summer matchup. It was a bench versus bench game. Even our starting lineup, everyone did fairly well, really well, some of them. Notably, Karl-Anthony Towns, 14 points, 3 blocks, 14 boards. Really solid performance and only 21 minutes of action. And with Derrick Rose's first start, and I was kind of waiting to get to here, he put up a Jeff Teague performance, which was kind of interesting. He had 13 points and 11 assists, but again, those assists seem empty because he had the lowest plus-minus on the team. because of his 3-for-12 shooting. And it's a very Jeff Teague night. And now I'm starting to think this might be just the way the offense is constructed around Karl-Anthony Towns. And it makes me want to lay off Jeff Teague a little bit. But I'm going to give Derrick Rose also some props, though. He made some really nice plays in the first half to get some solid passes around the wings to Robert Covington and Andrew Wiggins to get some quick threes in there. And even Andrew Wiggins, who foregoes some threes to get to the line, going 8-for-8 from free throw, which is his season high for him. He's a notably terrible free throw shooter. So that was really, really impressive for him to get that going. So there were a lot of guys who had some really big nights tonight. And it was also nice to see guys like Robert Covington, who look like they're much more healthy than they were prior to this game, especially in that Phoenix game, as we've talked about before. So overall, just a good, solid performance from the whole team. It was just such a weird watch. It's weird to see a playoff team like the Sacramento Kings, which is also really odd to say, not really fall apart, but totally just say, okay, our starters don't have it in them tonight. So let's put them on the bench, or like, let's give them some rest. It was really cool the coach to do, because he was being very transparent with his players, which is very odd. You don't see it a lot, especially when you see a guy like Buddy Hield, who, if you miss the game, Buddy Hield scored 16 of the first 17 points to the Sacramento Kings. So there's definitely a lot of potential on the Sacramento Kings team going into playoffs or going into midseason and hopefully into the postseason at the end of this year, the beginning of next year. But I don't think that Dave Joerger wants to waste a lot of this talent on this team. He wants to give them rest. And he also has a lot of young guys that need playing time. He even tried to give Ben McLemore 18 minutes in this game. He shot 1-of-8, of course. But there's just a lot of guys he gave more minutes to that he doesn't usually give minutes to. So, again, a very, very odd game, odd performance. Ultimately, it was a good win. A win's a win, right? The Wolves had a season high in 37 assists, which is amazing. They also outscored Sacramento in the paint 66-36, which is again a season high. So there's a lot of things to look forward to for Minnesota moving forward, especially playing the amazing big men that they're going to be playing on Wednesday against the Detroit Pistons and Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond. So a win's a win, and I think that Minnesota should be happy with this one. But before we touch on some shots from the hip with some Jeff Teague talk and some maybe possible to pick up a free agent talk, let's turn to our sponsors.
This episode is sponsored by Action Heat. Action Heat makes the world's best battery heated clothing. Heat on demand at the touch of a button. Control your environment with Action Heat. Action Heat clothing is engineered to safely and effectively deliver heat via heating panels similar to a heated car seat. They can reach temperatures of up to 135 degrees and are powered by 5 rechargeable 5-volt lithium-ion batteries that last up to 12 hours on each charge. Action Heat batteries can also be used to recharge your phone or any other gadget while you're wearing them. Perfect for any friend or family on your holiday gift list. Great for anyone who works outdoors, skiers and snowboarders, or anybody that loves the outdoors and hates being cold. That's me. Action Heat clothing provides toasty warmth and comfort for your whole body, including heated jackets, socks, gloves, hats, and even undergarments like heated base layer shirts and long johns. You can stay warm and cozy from head to toe with Action Heat. Action Heat is available in men's and women's and has great new styles and models just released for this winter season. Make winter activities more enjoyable with a blast of warmth. Action Heat is the perfect solution to keep your toasty warm, and even in the most frigid weathers, you can stay comfortably warm. We've got a special deal for our listeners to save up to 20% on your entire order. Just go to actionheat.com/lockedon. Again, that's actionheat.com/lockedon and check out everything Action Heat has to offer. Use the coupon code LOCKEDON at checkout to save 20%. That's 20%. Stay toasty warm while you enjoy all your outdoor activities this winter with Action Heat. We thank them for sponsoring this podcast.
Okay, everyone, back again. This is Trey Flynn from Locked On Wolves, co-host, missing my other co-host today. Once again, tanning somewhere, very jealous. So to kind of summarize what's been going on in this podcast, the Phoenix Suns, the Sacramento Kings, we had a loss against the Suns, win against the Kings. The Minnesota Timberwolves come out to a record right now in their first 30 games this season, a 14-16. Terrible on the road, as I pointed out already. Fantastic at home. And it's just a really been a roller coaster season for the Timberwolves thus far. They really got to pick it up. They're only four games back from being the sixth seed, but are stuck as the 14th seed. So they're still, or right now the 13th seed. So there's still a lot of work to do. And I think they can do it, guys. I really do. And it really comes down to what is Tom Thibodeau willing to do to this roster to get them moving forward. And I'm not talking about moving a bunch of players, but notably, what is he going to do about his guard alignments? I mean, that's been the main issue all season, is how is he going to use, or in this case, how he's misusing a lot of our guards. Tyus Jones is showing tonight and against the Sacramento Kings that he can ball in this league, even if it's against guys like Yogi Ferrell, who do put up solid numbers in the NBA. He can play basketball. Tyus Jones is a good basketball player. Derrick Rose, obviously former MVP, not that he's an MVP anymore, but he's still playing an amazing basketball level this year. And Tom Thibodeau even was quoted tonight saying that he should be an all-star. So there's a lot of good, solid talent on this team, but it's just up to Tom Thibodeau to construct it and to build this foundation, and build it around Karl-Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins. And hopefully he can build another playoff team. And this will be the second year in a row that the Timberwolves can fight for a playoff spot and make the playoffs. But again, to shoot from the hip here, there's going to have to be another move made here. Not a Robert Covington, Dario Saric-esque move, maybe something else. And Adrian Wojnarowski just tweeted recently in the past hour that Austin Rivers is being released, or in this case, bought out by the Phoenix Suns in the trade they made with the Washington Wizards, where they got received Kelly Oubre Jr. and Austin Rivers from the Washington Wizards and traded Trevor Ariza back to Washington for a second stance there. And this is a big move that Phoenix is taking by buying out Austin Rivers, because now Austin Rivers, who is a solid, solid two-guard in this league who can play off the bench. And when I say solid, he's a two-guard that can play off the bench. I'm not putting him in the starting lineup whatsoever. But he's a 20-minute off-the-bench solid two-guard in this league. There's nothing wrong with that. If Minnesota does want to make a move to send Jeff Teague elsewhere and package him off with a first-round pick, or even packaging him off with Gorgui Dieng, getting a lot of cap space off, maybe sending to somewhere like Memphis to get a guy like Chandler Parsons in a first-round pick, then that's probably worth it if you can pick up a guy like Austin Rivers. So maybe two birds with one stone there, you know? It's an idea, and I think it's something they should look into, and I hope they do it. I mean, guys, like, we can only keep on doing this for so much longer. You can't keep toying with Jeff Teague's 10 points, 11 assists, and 3 for 10 games. You have to give guys like Tyus Jones more responsibility when you're only going to be paying him $2 to $3 million over the next few years, and you're going to be paying Jeff Teague $20 million over the next 2 years, not to mention Derrick Rose is on the minimum. So something needs to be done, and I'm not trying to sound negative after a solid win tonight against Sacramento. But again, as solid as that win was, and as great as the season highs that Minnesota had in this game for individual statistics or advanced statistics, they were still playing backups. So it doesn't really show a lot of potential growth in the near future. But a win's a win, as I said before, so it definitely helps. But again, if a move can be made to get Austin Rivers on this team and sell high on Jeff Teague after he just had his season high, or career high, excuse me, in 18 assists 4 or 5 games ago, then they should probably do that. And looking into those trades, I'll go further into that with Colin on future pods. You'll probably hear something like that later this week or next week. But guys, don't forget to tune in. I'm always so grateful for you guys listening in. Thank you so much to the listeners for listening to the Locked On Wolves podcast on Locked On Podcast Network. This is Trey Flynn tuning out. See you next time.